The date is Tuesday, January 25th, and this is the Daily Wager podcast, something you, well, probably already noticed because you downloaded us. So what else would this be? Settle in. Big night in the association coming your way now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. She is Aaron Dolan. I am Joe Fortenball. Monster night in the association, so let's go to work. The Brooklyn Nets are going to be hosting LeBron and the Los Angeles Lakers in the first of a doubleheader on TNT. The Lakers, a 2.5-point road favorite, laying 2.5, obviously. Total 227. Aaron, what do you see here?
I like the Lakers team total over 113.5. Now, Brooklyn's 2-2 since KD went down, and the Nets have played their last four games on the road. They've allowed opponents to score an average of 115 points per game. Kyrie Irving was able to play in those four games since they were on the road. He averaged 28 points in those games. So I want to stay away from this game just in terms of how many points the Nets are going to be putting up and really isolate the Lakers. They've scored 112 points on average in the last 10 games. They're bumping up their numbers. And on top of that, AD is probable for this game, so that could also help them. The Lakers have also scored 115 points the last time these two teams met. And you have a Nets defense that has dropped down to 29th in defensive rating in the last 10 games. So Lakers team total over 113.5.
All right, if I was doing anything here, I'd probably lay it with the Lakers at 2.5. Since they benched Westbrook, they're 1-1, but look at the loss. It was to Miami on Sunday. They lost by 6. Miami shot the lights out, 49% from the floor, 45% from deep, which is 8 percentage points above their season average. The Lakers were well below their season average when it came to three-point shooting. If both teams were closer to it, the Lakers win. They're 2-0. They're coming into this game with the possibility of AD returning. No Kevin Durant, no Kyrie Irving. I think the line would be higher, so we're getting a bit of a discount. Lakers minus 2.5. Another massive game tonight. The Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks, who have been cooking with Crisco as of late. Golden State laying 3.5, total of 211.5. What do you think?
I like Luka Doncic over 26.5 points. Now we have no Draymond Green. Klay is also questionable for this game. He was held out of practice on Monday. He's averaging 27 points in the last 10 games and posted 26 points the last time these two teams met, a 99-82 win. Now, usually I don't like playing player props, especially against a team that ranks second in defensive rating with 105 points allowed to opponents in the last 10 games. But at the same time, I do think this is a spot that Luka could potentially go off and hit over 26.5 points, just given that the Warriors have been in a little bit of a slump lately.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. Joe Fortenball is playing an under in a Dallas Mavericks game. Open 210. And again, I do not understand why the first move is north. Got to 212, back to 211.5. The under is cashing 67% of the time when these two teams play this season. Dallas isn't just an under team. They're the best under team. 33-13-1 to the under this season. But Golden State is no slouch either. 29-17-1 to the under this season. But those are just trends. We want to give you the reason behind some of this. And when it comes to Golden State, look at the pace metrics for how the Warriors play. Now, a lot of people hear this term, they might not know what it means. Pace is the average, essentially, of how many possessions you have per game. So the higher the pace metric, all right, the higher the ranking, the more possessions your team has per game. Well, the more possessions you have, presumably, would lead to more shots. And the more shots you have, presumably would lead to more points. So the higher the pace metric, the more likely you are to be a higher scoring team. If you look at Golden State, let's split it right down the middle. First 24 games of the year versus the last 23 games of the year. The first 24 games of the season, they were fifth in pace, fifth. The last 23 games, they are 22nd in pace. They are playing a different style of basketball. But you still get two teams that rank in the top five in defensive efficiency and also the top three in points allowed. I'm going under 211.5, Warriors and Mavericks. Let's go to the Pacific Northwest. Portland is going to be catching 3. So the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are a 500 club. And I love this team this year because I played their season win total over. I only need them to go like 12-26 the rest of the way out to cash it. Minnesota laying 3 at Portland, total 232.5. I know you got something here. Feed the people.
I'm looking at Karl Anthony Towns over 23.5 points. Now, we know this total is pretty high, so I always love to look at player props for this one. He's averaging 25 points per game on the road. Now, Anthony Edwards is questionable, but I have seen his points prop listed, so we'll keep an eye on that. But Towns led the Wolves with 23 points and 10 rebounds the last time these two teams met, when Minnesota beat this team 116-111 back on December 12th. I know that his player prop has the hook on it right now, but I do like him to go over. Another play I like for this game is Timberwolves first quarter. Now, I'm taking this instead of taking the money line because Minnesota is the second best cover team in the first quarter behind the Cavs, 29-16-1. In the last 10 games, they've covered the first quarter spread 9-0-1. Now, the Trailblazers are no, you know, easy team to be facing in the first quarter because they're 5-0 in the last 5 games, but I do think the Timberwolves will come out hot shooting in this one.
Half unit wager for me on the over of 232.5, steamed up from about 229 earlier this morning. Minnesota, the second highest scoring team in the NBA when playing on the road. They're scoring 115 points per game on the road. Portland, 23rd in points allowed at home, so they're not exactly defending their turf all that well this season. Minnesota's defense, however, no problem giving up a ton of points on the road this season. 27th in the NBA at about 115 per game. You got a Timberwolves team that's top 5 in pace. Small wager. This is a massive total. Small wager over 232.5. Final bets for today's podcast. I'm going player props. Boston, Sacramento, both feature Jason Tatum. Over 8.5 rebounds, which is a plus money bet at 115. And I played Tatum to record a double-double at plus 200. I'm not worried about the points. You don't need to lead me to lay out statistics why Jason Tatum is going to score 10 points against the Kings tonight. That should be a given. The rebounds is where I want you to focus. He's averaging 8.6 per game this season. He's gotten to 9 rebounds in at least 9 of his last 10 games. Now, this is analysis for the over 8.5 rebound prop, but I also like him to get to the 10 for the double-double because Sacramento is one of the absolute worst rebounding teams in the NBA this season. 27th in defensive rebounding, 25th in total rebounding, but the Kings do bring a top 10 pace to the game, and the total's 220.5. Again, if it's high scoring, that means more possessions and more shots, which means more misses, which means more opportunities for rebounds. So Jason Tatum over 8.5 rebounds at plus 115, Jason Tatum to record a double-double at plus 200, and that is a wrap. That's it. Curtain's coming down. End of show. Thank you for listening. Best of luck tonight. We'll see you tomorrow morning.